The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, making headline news with the cleanest offices in town.
Welcome then to a special edition of the Business News Desk with NIC Cleaning Services on Stray FM. No Sarah Barry this week and no James Stanley, so I'm Tom Harland, and joining me from the Stray FM news team today is Patrick Dunlop. Thank you, Paddy, for coming in.
Good evening, how are we?
Very well, slightly uncertain, as is everybody at the moment. Obviously, we have to do a special edition of the News Desk this week because we are all just in a little bit of turmoil, I think is fair to say, isn't it?
Yes, lots to think about and talk about after the big vote last Thursday. And obviously, money is naturally one of the big questions people have got.
Yes, so we are going to focus mostly on the business aspect of this. If you've been following the news or if you've been out all day and you've missed the news, clearly, politically, there's a lot of turmoil. I think at the time of talking to you, Paddy, I think there are 7 members of the shadow cabinet left for Labour.
Yeah, something like that. Probably more will be gone in the next few days, no doubt.
Absolutely. And there's obviously the whole lack of Prime Minister issue. But all of those aside, let's focus on business and money. George Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, came out this morning and tried to calm the situation, didn't he?
Yes, well, George Osborne is insisting that the UK is prepared for the unexpected after the big vote to leave. He says we're equipped for whatever happens and reckons our finances are fundamentally strong.
We have dealt with the immediate challenge of an unexpected vote as far as financial markets are concerned. There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
No sign of the emergency budget that he forecast in the campaigning at the moment, but we await and see what will happen. And of course, what will happen to George Osborne himself following the resignation of David Cameron.
Yeah. Well, despite all those assurances from Mr. Osborne, the pound has hit a 31-year low today. Sterling has continued its negative slide overnight and in the morning, but City trader Matthew Beasley says markets will be volatile for some time.
The underlying feeling we all have today is one of uncertainty, and so right now it's a question of trying to process this information and take our time in considering, you know, how we want to respond as investors. And that time alone will cause more volatility on markets.
Basically, we don't know what to expect in the markets, the currency market, the stock markets, but some companies are already issuing warnings, urging caution, aren't they?
Yeah, estate agent Foxtons, which has branches all over the country, and budget airline EasyJet, they've both issued profit warnings following the referendum results. Foxtons says sales have been slow as buyers and sellers sit on their hands, to quote. EasyJet expects to take a £28 million hit following 2 months of turbulence, see what they did there, leading up to the vote.
Estate agents, I actually heard an estate agent talking the other day who said, estate agents hate uncertainty, so it's not going to be a great time for estate agents at the moment, is it? Some brighter news. We're thinking that perhaps political events, this might blow over.
Yeah, well, apparently research from Coutts Bank shows that most political events don't have a lasting impact on investment outlook, and they don't see Brexit as any exception. Coutts also say that one of the more reliable warning signs for a big downturn in the markets is the risk of a US recession. You know, that whole thing, if America sneezes, we catch a cold. But yes, it's seen as unlikely, certainly, a US recession in the next 12 to 18 months.
So how is this going to affect us every day living our lives? How is it going to affect us in our pockets?
Well, there's so much to look at, isn't there? But the currency moves will mean more expensive trips abroad, it looks like. Whilst it looks like petrol prices will go up as oil priced in dollars becomes more expensive in pounds. RAC Fuel Watch says forecourt retailers are likely to see an increase in the wholesale price of fuel of 1.5p, which would be passed on to motorists at the pumps.
And that also is going to impact again on holidays because airfares are affected by the price of oil, aren't they?
Yes, Ryanair's chief marketing officer Kenny Jacobs says they could go up, although it's too early to say for sure. And some experts are speculating that interest rates could be cut to zero to help the economy withstand the shock of the leave results.
And that's particularly, I've heard, particularly likely if we do enter a recession off the back of this, which is, it's a possibility. Nobody can foresee what's going to happen, but it is a possibility. Yeah. And that's going to help people with mortgages though, isn't it?
Yeah, great for people with mortgages, but could mean more pain for savers who've obviously already been hammered for 7 years of interest rates being at the historic low of 0.5% following the financial crisis. And in the property sector, Harrogate expert Alex Goldstein, who many of us know from our special show we have here on Stray FM.
You can download his podcast now at strayfm.com.
Very good. He says that the market relies on supply and demand. People always need to move and buy property. And while there's undoubtedly short-term volatility until calm has settled in, the medium to long-term outlook is that the fundamentals of the property market and our finances in general will stay the same. So make of that what you will.
Absolutely. We wish we could bring you more facts, but we can just bring you really what people are predicting and how they're feeling at the moment. And obviously we can tell you that the pound is slumping and there's volatility in the markets, and that's where we're at the moment. So it's very much a case of suck it and see as it affects businesses. Delighted to say though that next week on the show, Harrogate Chamber of Trade and Commerce will be back with us, and we'll be looking at how it's going to affect business in North Yorkshire specifically. Paddy, thank you so much for your time this evening.
No problem.
And don't forget, you can get more business news on our website, on the online news desk at strayfm.com.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, the professional's choice for trustworthy, reliable contract cleaning.